to NPR's Martin Costinow, who's in downtown Vancouver in the midst of a crowd of protesters. Earlier, they tried to disrupt the torch relay, and now they've gathered downtown right in the middle of the Olympic festivities. Martin, what's going on?
Well, they're rallying their troops here. These are the anti-Olympic protest groups. There's quite a variety of causes represented here. There are people who are against the Olympics per se because they find them to be too corporate. There are people who are environmentalists who say that that this is just too wasteful. And the upshot of a lot of this protest has to do with money. They're revving each other up here over the whole question of the price tag of the Olympics. They say that money would have been better spent alleviating homelessness and that sort of thing here in Vancouver. So we've got a lot of people wearing black, a lot of people with signs, a lot of very revved up anti-Olympic protesters.
How big a protest is this, Martin, and could these people really disrupt the Games?
Well, right now here on the streets of downtown Vancouver, I'm seeing maybe 2,000 people and growing. It's a well-behaved group, at least so far, although I have seen some folks with bandanas over their faces, others with medic signs. This is among the protesters, so clearly they think there might be some cause for a medic. But right now, it's very Canadian, it's very well-behaved. It's anyone's guess, though, whether it'll stay that way throughout the entire Olympics.
And what about a law enforcement presence, Martin?
The police are here, but they're very discreet. They're off to the one side. I think if this crowd of protesters tried to get too close to one of the official venues, that would change rapidly. But I think right now it's a live and let protest kind of an attitude.
And what can you tell us about security overall in Vancouver?
Well, security is very, very tight, but it's very selective about where it's tight. You know, the venues are their number one priority. They've secured the waterways. This is a very, there's a very big waterfront here, and so they've got patrols there to make sure nothing happens on that side. At the border, when I crossed this morning, they're a lot more curious about what you're doing in Canada. They held me up for a good 45 minutes asking questions to make sure I was really who I said I was when normally I just breeze right through. So clearly they're on alert.
It's NPR's Martin Costi in Vancouver, where opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games begin tonight. Martin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.